praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Excited about the word of the Lord this morning. Excited, amen. The book of Amos, the 8th chapter, verse 11 and 12. Amos, the 8th chapter, 11 and 12 on our screen, amen. You can stand and read this together. Amen. Amen. Verse 11, let's read. Behold, the days come, say the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Amen. Thank you so kindly. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about the silent of God. The silent of God. Amen. When God goes silent, you won't hear a word from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I need to hear a word from the Lord. But there come a time, and I believe it's happening right now, God is sick and tired of what's going on. God is upset, God, because he is God. And don't forget that he is the only king. He's King of Kings. He's the only one that died and got up third day morning. Amen. And I believe that he tired of secondhand people trying to take his glory. Trying to take his glory. Amen. Because he is a jealous God. He's a God that will not take, amen, no for an answer. Because he say, if I can't have you, nobody will. We serve a mighty God. But the silent of God. And I was pondering this because the Lord shared with me, said, my people need to hear this. Because we looking around, my brother and sister, this is the worst kind of famine. The worst kind. The silent of God. In today's America, there is a famine for the word of God. We must stand up. You hear what I say? Stand up in this pulpit. Amen. And preach the word of God. Don't clown, no show. God is tired of, amen, preachers getting them back pimping the word of God. We must stand on the true word of God. This pulpit is no joke. This is not no concert. Amen. You're pulling people out of the pit. And we need to be serious about the word of God. Quit clowning. Amen. Tell it like it is. Make no difference who it hurt, who get upset. God say, it is my word. It's not your word. It's my word. You are a representative of me. Amen. You work for me. And God, I believe he's sick and tired to look around in the world that he wanted to stand and preach the word of God. It is important to understand that it is very important, my brothers and sisters, to stand and expound on the word of God. This kind of faithful, look at pastor, recognize that he is under the same word that he preaches. Y'all not going to talk back to me. Huh? You got to understand, when we preach, the word hit us too. It don't just hit you, it hit us too. Matter of fact, it hit us first. You understand? In the passage this morning, amen, he kind of faithful pastor recognized that he is under the same word that he preaches. That is how he feeds. Look at it. The sheep. The book of Amos this morning, my brothers and sisters, is a prophecy against the northern nation of Israel, announcing the pending judgment. It's right there. Amos 5 and 11 tells us that because the nation had abandoned God. They kind of remind me of the United States. Had left God out of their life and picked up other gods. They had abandoned God. In Amos 7 and 15, the prophet tells us that God told him to prophesy to my people. To my people. It's not you, they're my people. In Amos 7 and 16, the nation was not interested in hearing from the Lord. Like the world today, they're not interested in hearing the word of the Lord. They're interested in hearing what's going on at the White House or the Black House or the Yellow House, and don't know that nothing can save you but the word of God. You ought to be concerned about the word of God. I'm not telling you don't be concerned about what's going on, but you ought to be really concerned about, is that the word from the Lord? Is that a word from the Lord? And you see, when you know that the word from the Lord, God will fight your battle. God will take care of you, my brother and sister. There wasn't interest in hearing from the Lord the common judgment and the punishment that will occur in Amos 8. He was getting them prepared. God was sharing with the man of God. Amen. He talked about in chapter 8, talked about a basket of summer fruit, which symbolized Israel as being ripped for judgment. It's right there in verse 2. Then the Lord said to me, say, the end has come. The end has come for my people. Last Sunday I told you who was God's people. For my people in Israel, he's upset, and I believe now the end has come. He said, for my people. It's right there. He said, the end have come for my people, Israel. The Lord said, I will spare them no longer. God is getting sick and tired of what's going on. God say, if I can't have you, nobody else will. And my brothers and sisters, the solid of God, God had given us a lot of chance and opportunity to get ourselves right. He given this nation, given the people of God and sinners as well as unsaved and saved. He's given you a lot of opportunity and chance to get it right, to get yourself together. Amen, amen, amen. And if we've missed the mark, you can't blame it on nobody else. It's your choice. He said, I will spare them no longer. Verse 2, Israel was doomed for punishment. There would be dead bodies everywhere, all over this land. It's happening now. There's a war, that thing going on. But come here a minute. Don't worry about war over there. That's war down here. That's war in our community. People killing one another. People shooting one another. Amen. That's all right to worry about that war in Israel, but there's a war right here that we're facing, that Satan is roaring like a roaring lion. Amen. To and fro. Satan is busy while we on the trip in our mind. And we got a word. We got that destiny to say, whatever happened, let it happen. No, my brother and sister, we all are responsible. Dead bodies everywhere. Look what's going on in the world today. Have you taken a look in the world today? Just the other day, it seemed like you can't trust nobody. Send your kids to daycare school, they're beating them up. They're dragging little children, beating them. Do y'all see that? Y'all, it doesn't even mean quiet. And you got to be prayed up. Amen. Look what's going on. God is upset. Look what's going on, huh? God lists. He lists that sin. And when God lists your sin, you are in trouble. From 4 to 10, from verse 4 to 10, God lists that sin. Number one, first thing he say, robbing the poor. And that's happening right now. Robbing the poor of their homes. It's right there in verse 4. Complaining about holy day. Interfering with business. That's going on right now. Verse 5. It's right there. Excessive price. That hurt people. Price gone up. Y'all miss that. Gas price gone up. Food price, everything gone up. It's in the Bible. It's hurting us, huh? Hurting the people, huh? The first act of punishment list is that God would send a famine. Right there. But the famine was not of food or water. If it be lack of food and water, I believe I can handle that. But those believers here, it be a lack of the word of God. You won't be able to hear from the Lord. That's scary. Well, let me see. Those of us who study the word of God. Those who don't study the word, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But those of us who are wrapped up, tied up in the word of God. Those of us who get up in the morning and read the scripture. Those of us get up in the morning and say your prayer. Those of us get in the morning and say, Lord, I bind the works of Satan over my children, over my family. I bind them on my job. I bind them in my home. Hear my prayer, Lord. It's me standing in need of prayer. Those of us who stand in the word of God. Those of us who petition prayer to one another. Those who lift up one another in prayer. Those of us who know that we pray that God one way or another will hear our prayer. But there come a time when God will be silent. God provide what you need. Anybody believe that? Go to bed at night and we say our prayer. We're not selfish with our prayer. We pray for one another. We pray even for our enemy in spite of what they've done to us. We know how to pray. Come a time that your prayer, God will not hear. He said a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. They would not hear the words of scripture which God wrote the judgment would be that God withholding prophecy. There would not be any prophet. God would not communicate through prophecy. The greatest story that I came across in 1 Samuel 28 and 6 is a good example for Amos 8 and 11. God would not communicate to Saul. Through prophecy. When Saul inquired, you heard it, of the Lord did not answer him. That's bad news. When you inquire a word from the Lord, and the Lord will not answer you. When you need to know something from the Lord, and the Lord goes silent, he will not answer you. He inquired of the Lord. The Lord did not answer him, neither by dream or prophecy. God was punishing Israel for abandoning him for other gods. Hear what I say? For other gods. The United States has to be careful how they listen to a man and not listen to God. The God that woke you up this morning. The God that brought breath in your nostril. A God that healed your body when nobody else could. A God that forgave you for your sin. A God that rocked you to sleep last night. A God that woke you up this morning. Man didn't do that. God did it. A God that opened doors for you when doors were closed in your face. A God that walked with you and talked with you. Man couldn't do that. You got to be careful how we give man the praise and don't give God the praise. If anybody in the house with me this morning. God is sick and tired. God goes silent. Because we lift up man, but we don't lift up Jesus. We don't give God what doesn't deserve him. Amen. He deserved the praise. Yeah, don't believe that, huh? He deserved the glory. Nobody else deserved the glory. That's all right to pat somebody on the back and tell them they've done good. But don't forget you gave God the glory. Because you couldn't do it by yourself, boo-boo. Don't get that twisted thing. You did all that by yourself. Because you're not smart enough to do it by yourself. If the Lord hadn't touched your mind for you to operate in the Holy Spirit, you can't do nothing by yourself. Because all the Lord got to do is touch you. And you be just as crazy as a bus. Bessie Bug. God's word was silent. And sometimes God got a reminder because, you see, we start lifting up our shoulder, lifting our head, that nobody can't tell us nothing. Your head is so high, if it rain, you drown. You got a little prophecy, you got a little word, you know a little Bible, you know a little some scriptures, and you forget about where God brought you from. You forget about you. Amen, 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 amen. When God brought you out of the Bible, the clay, you forget about when you wasn't nothing and everybody has turned against you, but God picked you up and God dust you up and God made you what you are today. So don't get beside yourself like you're more than somebody else. You ought to thank God for the grace. I'm nobody without Christ Jesus. Nobody. Without him, we can't do nothing. Can't do nothing. So he shut up. We need to understand. We need to understand. Amen. Don't give man the credit, but give God the credit. We need to listen to the word. When they had the opportunity to listen, they did not listen. God was warning them about what's going on. Let God have warned us now. What is going on? He been warning us through the word of God. We just didn't take heed to it. And now things are happening and you wonder where God is. God was the same place. God was the same place. He never moved. You move. God never changed his mind. You changed his mind. You changed your mind. God said, I've been sitting here, amen, trying to get your attention, but you didn't worry about me. Amen. You let man get your attention. God said, I'm God. I got the power. I snap my hand, you die. I got that kind of power. Amen. If I call you, you the only one can get up. You don't believe me? Come here, Lazarus. Lazarus was dead for a long time. And Mary and Martha said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus had to tell him, don't forget, I am the resurrection. I am the truth and the light. He went to the grave and he spoke to Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, get up. But before he did that, he said, just because those who don't believe who I am, is it Father? Get up, Lazarus. Lazarus got up with grave clothes. He said, loose him and let him go now. He called him by name because the Adam called him by name. Everybody in the grave would have got up. God called you by your name. I mean, got happy all by myself. You ought to be careful when he calls you. Be glad when he calls you by your name. When you call it by your name, your name, just your name. He can call you at the same time. He can call me at the same time because he got that kind of power. You ought to be praising him right now. The silent of God. The silent. I took my word from them. He gave us an opportunity. Another thing, he give people opportunity to come to church. I don't beg people no more to come to church. I tell you, God is waiting on you. And that's your business if you come. If you don't come, not being bold. Because you see, some people want you to beg them. I'm not going to beg you because you know God being too good to you. When you get sick and tired of living the way you're living, get sick and tired of going through that hell, amen, you're going to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. One day they'll see it, if it ain't too late. If it ain't too late. Some people want you to beg them. You ain't all of that. You ain't all of that. You know why? Because I wasn't all of that. You ought to thank God if somebody come minister to you with the word of God. They just wanted to get you up on the right side. That's all it is. Want to save you before it be too late. Want to tell you about a Jesus who can save you like he saved me. And if he saved me, he can save anybody. Y'all miss that. Y'all miss that, huh? You see, where we mess up, we make people believe that we've been saved all our lives. But some of you just morning just got saved this morning. Yeah. Amen. And some of you been in church all your life, and some of you still hadn't been saved. But you ought to let folks know, let the sinner know, if he saved me, he can save you. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing impossible. Nothing impossible. Look at, he gave him an opportunity. So God took his word away from them. That's bad, y'all. I don't ever want God to take his word from me. Can you make it without him? 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 I can't make it without the Lord. No, I can't. He took his word from them. I was reading that. I stayed up this morning until 1 o'clock trying to get God when I said, Lord, I never want you to take your word from me. Because you're in danger when you don't hear a word from the Lord. He took his word from them. Look, if it's any time we need a word of God, it's right now. God will send a famine of hearing God's word as the people will seek the Lord and not find him. Huh. Those who reject the prophecy will no longer be able to find the prophet. Those who reject the word of God, those who reject the man of God who preaching the word, amen, talking about he picking at me. Amen, quit lying, talking about we picking at you. Did we call your name out? The word going to hit you one way or another. That's why the devil make you believe I'm not gone because all they do talk about me. We never call no name out. You just guilty. Get yourself together and you won't feel that way. I've been there. Yes, I've been there. I lost my amen. Y'all quiet in here tomorrow. You know how I've been there? I knew my daddy knew about me. I knew he knew what I was doing. Just me. Go out to the little club. Y'all never did that. Go out to the little club and got the little, you know, little stamp on your hand. Go by the light and let him see you. Y'all never done that. That's who you want to pay again, you know. I'm the only sinner in here. Thank God. I'm saved by grace. And some of y'all never been did no wrong. I don't want to be around y'all. I want to talk to some sinners who've been somewhere. I want to talk to some sinners who messed up, done some stuff. Just drinking and smoking and gambling. Oh, I want to talk to those. I don't want to talk to y'all smooth people. I want to talk to those, you know, some of them that missed them all. I knew my daddy knew some stuff I was doing, you know. He used to tell us, boy, don't come in my house after 12 o'clock, you know. And we get there right at 11:59, you know. And sometimes it wouldn't go through the door, you know. I go through the window, you know, I left the window open. You know, I go through the window. Y'all never done that, though. They did that. But what I'm trying to tell you, I knew he knew what I was doing. But when somebody else came and preached that word and said the stuff that I was doing, I know my daddy ain't told that man that. But because he preached that word convict me.
Y'all missed the whole point. And that's what makes you believe the preacher talking about you. But I know none of us, we love our children. We're not going to tell nobody what our children is doing. We're going to keep that to ourselves. But when that man preached that sermon and it convicted me, I said, boy, I know my dad ain't told that man that. Then the Holy Ghost said, no, he didn't tell him, but the Holy Ghost told him that. So ever since then, I quit getting mad at the preacher. And I got myself together. When you get yourself together, you won't see no wrong. I'm going to leave you alone. Y'all don't want to preach to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He took his word. He said, "You, those who reject the prophecy will no longer be able to find the prophecy. Those who despise God's word will have God's word hidden from them. They will hunger and thirst for a message from God." Are you hungry for the word? But it would be too late. The famine of God's word would be too late. Because you know, my brother, that would come a time it'd be too late. Because you waited too long. It is with us now. Some pastors are abandoning sound Bible teaching and the message of the cross. Paul said it like this. Paul said, that big time, the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching or sound doctrine, huh? But have itching ears. They turn away from listening to the truth. They listen to lies, proper lie, not prophesy, proper lies. And they rather listen to that instead of to the gospel. God say, when you turn from me, not hearing my word, I'll go silent. God say, when you will not be able to find me at all, there will be a famine in the word of God. The silent will cause people to panic and run to and fro, looking, but will not find the spiritual moral or the divine guidance. When you look for a word and you can't find it, you can't hear God. God went silent. We in trouble. We in trouble. Hear what I'm saying? We in trouble. Huh? It's too late. Warning against taking God's word for granted. Quit taking God's word for granted. Yeah? And refusing to listen to the warning. It's like a curse on the land. God will cause truth not to be heard because he goes silent. You've been listening to the devil for so long. Amen. That when I tell you what does say the Lord, you fight against my word. Ain't it strange how people fight against God's word, but they won't fight against nothing else? Amen. God will cause truth not to be heard. We need to pray. Yes, we do. That God will turn things around. We need to pray right now. God goes silent. Won't hear a word. And I'm so used to hearing God's word when he called me, when I called on him. I'm looking for God to turn around. We need to keep our mind, keep in mind this, my brother and sister, the good news that unlike those who heard Amos reject the word, but the pastor did what God said do. When you do what the Lord said do, everything is out of our hand. It's in your hand. But when you fail to do what God said do and do what the people say do, you're heading to damnation. Amen? heading for damnation. Keep in mind, Amos did what God said.